T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Ed Bouchette in with me, studio until noon. Ed, I happened to see something come out. Bet Online, one of those sites, gave percentages on teams to make the playoffs.
It's ridiculous.
Obviously, New England, the overwhelming favorite, 84.2% chance. Bengals, 13.6, not much chance. No. Baltimore, 34.8.
Right. That's the division champs, by the way, Baltimore.
That's just odds to make the playoffs. Steelers, 46.9%. Right. Cleveland, 55.1%. Are you buying the love for the Browns?
I saw another one that had the Browns fifth on the list, odds to win the Super Bowl at 14-1. And the Steelers were 24-1. I'm not buying that. I'm buying that the Browns are going to be better, Ron. But the darlings of the offseason, the Brownies, I cannot see them winning the division, first of all, and being favored to win it. And you know what that sounds to me like? Opportunities for Steelers fans to make some money.
New coach, rookie coach. Already got some stuff going on here. You got to deal with OBJ, who is, you know, he may not be Antonio's level, but he's up there. And apparently they had a little incident, not incident, but curious moment when Mayfield kind of ripped Duke Johnson last week, the running back who wants out, and him saying, hey, you're either with us or you're not. You don't want to be here. The veterans didn't like hearing that.
Sounds like the drama has moved from Pittsburgh to Cleveland.
It did. And apparently the veterans even, I don't want to use the word confronted Mayfield, but they made it clear to him they weren't real appreciative of his comments. Now, of course, oh, no big deal. Everything's settled. I just want to see this new coach handle it when he's never been a head coach anywhere.
Ron, it's one thing to go from 0-16 to winning, what'd they win, 6 games last year? To
making the playoffs.
Next step.
Right.
The next step is more difficult.
Well, last week we had on Seth Meyers from Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC, and we asked him about the love that the Browns are getting all of a sudden, and I loved his response.
First of all, I'm thrilled. Here's why I'm thrilled. I'm such a nice person that I, up to this year, felt bad for the fans of Cleveland. I felt bad for the Cleveland Browns. This offseason has been so delicious to me because their arrogance about where they are now can officially make me root against the Cleveland Browns with full force again. I think this is every Steelers fan should be thrilled about this because there have been no results yet, and their confidence is just a delight to me.
Isn't that a great answer? I love that.
Yeah, I like Seth. In fact, he got me 2 tickets. We're going to go see
his
show
dropping.
In New York.
Quit name dropping. You have to do that. I know.
He sent me a text.
I can get him on our show, but man, he didn't offer me any tickets.
Did you ask?
He was in Pittsburgh last week.
Did you ask him for tickets?
No, I have a little more than you do.
I told him
you're shameless.
I sent him a text. I said, Seth, I'm going to be in New York. I'd like to catch your show. Do you know anybody who can get me tickets?
Oh, you know what? That's disgusting. You have no shame.
I got 2 tickets.
Yeah, I figured you got 2 tickets. Let's go to Dan in Indiana. You're on with Ed Bouchette. Hi, Dan. How are you? Hello, Dan. Is it Dan? Do I got the right name here?
Is it from Indiana?
I guess. Dan's gone. Well,
a couple counties over. It might take a while to.
He waited for it. Ed, I mean, I guess there's some position battles going on as they get ready to go to camp. Is the one tackle position, right tackle, up for grabs, or you think that's going to be Filer, right?
Yeah,
it was his last year, right? I mean, I thought he played pretty well because Gilbert hardly ever played.
I don't think you noticed the difference between Filer and Gilbert when Filer was in there. I like Marcus Gilbert. He just, between the injuries and the suspension,
I think he played 12 of 32 games in a regular season.
Yeah, and Filer started 11 at right tackle last year. So, you know, that offensive line is going to be pretty good again, I think. The position battles, maybe number two wide receiver, Ron Moncrief and James Washington.
Like you said, they're all three are going to play.
Yeah. There's no battle at tight end. There's really no battle at running back, although I wrote this early on and I said it, and Joe Starkey, by the way, scoffed at me, Ron, that they They were going to spread that ball around a little more this year, and now they've come out and said that's what their plan is going to do. James Conner will still be the main guy, but you'll see Jalen Samuels and Benny Snell Jr., I might add, getting the ball a little bit more often than backups have in the past.
Backup quarterback, is it going to be Mason Rudolph?
I think so. That's the feeling I got over there talking to some people that, in fact, one person looked at me like, well, of course. I think they had Josh Dobbs there last year because he had the 1 year under his belt with the offense, and Mason was a rookie. But I think, I mean, and Mason is has looked pretty good this spring, his arm, the way he handles himself in the pocket. You know, he worked it with Tom House, Ron, the guy who caught Hank Aaron's 715th home run in the Braves bullpen. He's now become a not just a pitching guru, but a football quarterback guru as well.
He has the motion of throwing, right?
That's what he told me. Although I both pitched in high school and played quarterback. And
what an athlete you were!
And I always thought the throwing the football was a little different, because this is how you throw a football. You have to let it go like that. Now that would be a screwball if you're pitching. That would be the motion. But nevertheless, I think that that he will be number two.
Anything on defense other than just fitting in parts here and there? I mean, yeah, the line is set, right?
Yeah, the line is set. The linebackers, other than the inside, you know, Barron. Vince
but they're
going to
play too. Both play.
Yeah, the cornerbacks I think are set. The safeties are set. So there really aren't, as you might call, position battles going on out there, other than maybe some backup spots and, you know, inside linebacker.
Let's go to Jack. Hey, Jack. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good.
You know, I was just wondering. You know, the defense has been so average the past 2 years. We've lost so many games because of our defense. You know, we've used a lot of draft picks to improve the defense, even brought guys in free agency. At what point does it fall on Keith Butler to perform and get this defensive core going?
Ed?
Well,
You know what? I don't know how much his hands are tied to a degree with Mike Tomlin.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, they've not had the great players. In the secondary, for sure. You know, outside linebacker, they've gone through some real transitions there. Now, T.J. Watt's the real thing. You know, they had Jarvis Jones, and then they had Bud Dupree has been underwhelming, and Ryan Shazier got hurt. Artie Burns fell off the table. I'm not blaming all that on Keith Butler. I'm sorry. I just can't.
All right, before I let you go, my automatic question every week is, Mike Tomlin going to get an extension before the start of – usually they do it. I look back historically. Usually it's like either the day before training camp opens or a day after it starts, right in that 2 or 3 day window.
I think they're going to, Ron. I really do. They like Mike Tomlin. Despite what the fans think, I believe he's one of the better coaches in the NFL. Is he perfect? No. He's not Bill Belichick, and people want to compare him to Bill Belichick.
Nobody else is either.
Try and compare anyone else in this league to Bill Belichick, and he's going to come up short because Belichick has the hardware. He keeps winning. He, of course, had a great quarterback, but he's done it without a lot of great players, I think, Ron. I think they will. I think they will. Don't put that down as permanent.
Yeah, because I'll ask you next week. You might tell me no.
And then whatever happens, I can say, see, Ron, I told you so.
Well, that's a Pompeiani trick. Pick everything, and then you can say you're right. I had fun doing a column in Sunday about the Steelers perhaps being on Hard Knocks, which if they miss the playoffs this year and Tomlin isn't fired as back, I think they're automatically a lock. I think the league –
they'll go kicking and screaming.
Oh, I know they will. Would that be their worst nightmare?
No, their worst nightmare was Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown the last two seasons.
That's true, too.
But I would hate to see that. I really would, because I haven't seen any of them. Yeah, it probably forced me to pay for HBO. And
I think it would be fascinating.
I think
not as
year,
good as the one as this year.
This year might be.
You know, there's not much to see at Oakland with Gruden, who's an egomaniac, Mr. Big Chest, Vontaze Burfict, and Richie Incognito.
Yeah.
Study his past a little bit. There's really not much to see
there.
Well,
apparently, and again, I haven't seen any of them. The one in Cleveland was pretty good last year.
Yeah, well, I guess even just from a Pittsburgh standpoint, the byplay between Hugh Jackson, who kept seemingly trying to convince himself, I'm the head coach of this team, and Todd Haley. What's happening with Todd? Is he sitting out this year as far as you know? I mean, he hasn't gotten a job, has
he?
Yeah,
no, he's sitting out.
Is he back in Pittsburgh?
No, somebody told me he may be down in Florida. That's where his dad and mom live. Although they go to a place up in New York, upstate New York, that Todd would help them move every year. But I think he's in Florida.
I think he's a good coach. I really do. He's had some self-destructive tendencies, but I do think he's a good coach.
Yeah, I've always liked Todd, and that's why he kept getting jobs, Ron, because he was a good coach.
The way this ended in Cleveland, though, it might be good that he sits out a year and
I don't know that it was his fault.
Well, I think that Hugh Jackson kind of felt like he sabotaged him from day one, right?
When you hire Todd Haley, you should know what you're getting.
But I could just hear you saying, I'm the head coach of this team. I'm the head coach of this team. I'm the head coach of this team.
And finally, he wasn't.
Ed, it's been fun. An hour flew by. We should do this again.
You could come to my house next time, Ron.
How's Poppy doing before I let you go?
He's good. He just got his medicine today, so he's a little lethargic.
All these storms. He doesn't like storms, does he?
Oh, my God. And there was some I'm sorry. I almost used a bad word. One of my lovely neighbors
last night.
It's all
right. We had Sam Clancy on last week, and he dropped on. Sam, I thought about you when I talked to Sam. I didn't mean to interrupt your story. I'll let you finish. Sam is one of the all-time gentle giants, and he's still bigger than life.
Yep.
And he dropped a little bit of a loose word. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, one of my lovely neighbors last night, for God knows why, on a Tuesday night in June, decided to start setting off fireworks. And, of course, that sets off my dog. He starts shaking and looks catatonic.
He doesn't want comforted either, does he?
No, he doesn't know what to do, really. Fireworks and thunder.
A little bit of a wimp dog, I'm thinking. A little bit on the wimpish side.
Yeah, I'm surprised, because he is a Boston Terrier. I keep reminding him, you're a terrier, boy.
KDK Weather Center, look at it, Ed. It's gloomy out here again. Chance of showers today, tonight. 79 today, 65 tonight. More of the same tomorrow. High 74. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. The sun is shining there, and it's time for Sun's summer sizzling sell-down event. Sun Chevy, Route 19 in McMurray. Ed, if I don't talk to you until training camp, have a great vacation. Appreciate you coming in today. A lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Good to be here.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got Eric Hagman will be in High Noon Update. We're going to talk some hockey. Sidney Crosby spoke yesterday. You're going to hear what he had to say. It's Cook and Joe hitting the halfway point right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.